Bank of Cardiff, this is Dana. How can I help you?
Hi there. I got a, I guess it's some kind of reservation code.
Okay, just one moment, please. And what is your reservation code?
I'm sorry?
What is your reservation code?
Oh, it's 2311-3101. 0015-2893.
Okay, let's see. And that would be Yehuda Belsky?
Right.
And what is the name of your business?
Y Trading. Letter Y, Trading.
Trading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is your business doing? What's your line of business?
I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
What is your line of business? What you're doing in
wholesaling. We wholesale merchandise.
Okay. And what kind of merchandise? What is it you're selling? I'm sorry?
Textiles and other.
Oh, textiles.
Sorry?
Okay. Yeah. And you are in Brooklyn, New York, is it right?
No, I reside in Brooklyn. The business is headquartered in Midtown Manhattan.
Headquarter is where?
Midtown Manhattan, New York City.
Oh, okay. And how long has it been since you have this business?
6 years.
6 years. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately?
Approximately, $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you need funds for right now?
Inventory. More cash,
for the
inventory. Yep.
Okay. For inventory, what we can do, I'll explain to you, that we can get you the unsecured business loan, and these loans are typically from 3 months to 18 months long. Sometimes it's up to 3 years, but you have to be qualified. It's not that many programs which are longer than 18 months. But from 3 months to 18 months, you can get probably around 50,000, I would say, roughly. We would need to see your financial.
The reason I called is your letter says 250,000, term up to 3 years, and minimal documentation and deposit
within
48 hours.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do.
I'm not interested.
Okay. The only change from that your business with 500,000 gross annual sales probably will not be qualified right away for 250,000 in the loan even up to 3 years, because it would be too big of a loan. The payback will be dramatic for your business. So we usually analyze
the letter. I'm just going off the letter you guys sent, so.
Yeah, I understand, but that's the maximum loans we give. We don't know your gross annual sales, right, before we talk to you, or actually before we see your financial documents, which we would need to see your 6 bank statements and 1 year business tax return. That's a minimum documentation.
That's already full documentation. Other than saying, I went by this letter,
no,
I actually believed it.
Yehuda, usually full documentations which banks need, it's 2 years of full financials and personal and business. We don't need all this. We just need 6 bank statements and 1 year business tax return, federal.
Then we can stop right here. No, I called plus if it's a minimal documentation and the terms that are in the letter, I'm interested.
Could you please just let me know what would be the minimal documentation? What would you consider to be a minimal documentation?
Well, what's on the what's on the accompanying form, you know, the looking at the form that's here, whether, you know, if it was done by paper rather than calling, you know, the ask for legal name, address, phone, you know, type
really?
Of business. But then
oh,
it fails,
so you want us to give you $250,000 without even checking what this business has and what even the bank account, not even look at your bank account, right? Just give you $250,000. That
well,
would
no,
be great.
He mentioned the UCC lien would be placed. It mentions all that.
What?
I guess that, you know, it said, yeah, here it even says you're pre-qualified for $250,000 or more. So it's obviously not
yeah.
up to $250,000. It says, you know, it sounds like
yeah,
a
we can give more for a qualified
well,
business, right? If you
loan
would
amount
have
wired
$5
directly
million
in 2 days, minimal
yeah,
paperwork with
right.
no red tape, no delays, no hassles,
absolutely.
Apply by phone.
Absolutely. Right. We're standing behind all this. But the minimum documentation, the very minimum, it's a 6 month bank statements and 1 year business tax return. If you have the S corporation, we just need form 1120S. It's like one or two pages.
Sure, yeah.
That's
I'm
all we need.
I'm actually an LLC where the entity is not required to file its own taxes.
Okay, then you have your LLC, then you have your profit and loss statement, right? That's all we need.
Yeah, but I'm saying the bank statements I'd rather not send out. That's just not what I'm looking to do. So if this is something that...
we cannot do anything without your bank statements, without the verification of your income and, you know, cash flow and everything. We cannot do it. We need to verify all this. And I'm sure when you're dealing with somebody, you're checking if they will be able to pay for the product you're selling, right?
No. We'll send an order. We would start with a smaller order, and take it from there. You know, and especially if you, I don't put liens on my customers, but if you're dealing with UCC liens, then
we do not
right there.
We do not do liens on our customers either. This is the unsecured loan.
I see. You know, but, do you take the UCC lien? You don't file a UCC?
No.
Well, okay, then I guess that's more in line with what I was looking for. But thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.